You're listening to The Warehouse, a speaking of show by WFSU. The 5th annual Juneteenth Empowerment Day Festival was hosted recently in Cascades Park. The event was originally founded to help boost local Black-owned businesses, but has since grown to help educate the larger public on the importance and significance of Juneteenth. Josh Johnson sat down with Al Williams and Brittany Bacon, two organizers of the festival, to discuss this year's event.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse. I'm your host, Josh Johnson, and like every week, we have special guests with us today. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is near and dear to all of our hearts, especially mine. We're going to be talking about Juneteenth, and we have with us Al Williams, the founder and CEO of the Juneteenth Empowerment Festival, and Brittany Bacon, the executive director of the same festival. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for being here with me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely.
So let's jump right into this. Al, you have been able to do some phenomenal work in the vein of not only organizing, but, you know, recognition around this holiday. If I'm not mistaken, you predate the actual federal holiday. The federal holiday came about in 2021. This is your 5th festival.
Correct.
Absolutely. Correct. So let's jump right into it. What does it take to put on something this big?
Well, just to start off, I definitely appreciate the introduction. A lot of what it takes to pull off this event is passion for the actual event. You can get lost in the wayside if you don't have the passion for what you're actually doing. It was a niche that I found, like you said, predating the actual federal government holiday. It came about a year before. We had the thought to actually want to do a festival that was not really focused on Juneteenth, but focused on the Black Wall Street, which was a situation that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, the riot, the Black Wall Street.
The Black Wall Street riot. We wanted to create a space for African American entrepreneurs to not only debut what their skill is and their craft, but give them a sense of entitlement and empowerment inside of the city of Tallahassee to kind of speak their voice. A lot of the African Americans in Tallahassee find themselves voiceless in the opportunity of the capital of Tallahassee and of Florida. It was a way for us to basically show our economic impact, make some money, and actually put that money back into the community.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you say that because as multicultural and as, you know, certain politics that permeate Tallahassee, people still forget that Tallahassee is one of, if not the most economically segregated city in America. And so, you know, starting with that vision is potent. Being able to transfer that vision into what you've been able to pull off is a blessing. And so let's talk about what you've been able to pull off for the last 5 years. When did you transition it from being this type of Black Wall Street expose networking thing to what it has become now, the Juneteenth Empowerment Festival?
Great question. I think that started off in the last 2 months before we actually pulled the event off for the first year. Mm-hmm. We saw the transition of a lot of African Americans wanting to speak their piece, wanting to say what they're doing inside of Tallahassee, not only in the economic side or the entrepreneur side, but the family side.
Sure.
Just to bring out their family to a event that's basically African American, and it comes from an African American holiday. The reason why we wanted to move it to Cascade and have it there is because that was the original first Black millionaires area. It was John G. Riley who actually had a lot of land inside of Cascade Park. A lot of African Americans lived there. The barbershop, it was actually a hub for African Americans. Smoky Hollow. Mm-hmm. Not only for them to kind of congregate, but for them to share ideas, for them to galvanize the African American willpower inside of Tallahassee. It all really started in that one community. And John G. Riley happened to be the first Black African-American millionaire inside of Tallahassee. He did that through a number of ways, libraries, housing. So it was a lot of different things.
Education
mm-hmm. that helped African Americans inside of Tallahassee kind of broaden their wings to be able to kind of fly in different areas. So that was a real reason why we wanted to make sure we had it inside of Cascade Park to remember those roots.
Even the location is prescient for the event that's being put on. I think that's really cool. And so over these last 5 years, you guys have grown so exponentially that you have invited new members of your team on board. Because when you were just starting out, was it kind of you?
Yes, it was me and my business partner, Alan Speed, who's our COO. We kind of started with grassroots, going door to door, passing out flyers, going to the barbershops, going to the restaurants, going to the Black-owned businesses and essentially informing them more about what Juneteenth is. The first couple years, it wasn't, you know, hey, we're doing Juneteenth this year. Hey, we're doing it next year. It was more about what is Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. It was more informative, more precious to get the information about what the premise of Juneteenth was, more than, hey, come out and bring your business out here and let's make some money. It was more informative. We kind of had to teach the African-American community in Tallahassee about what Juneteenth was. A lot of people have the inclination of May Day.
And I'm glad that you said that. It's not really a thing of ignorance. It's just that here, May Day is our Juneteenth because there's those different days all over the country because Juneteenth is really just for Texas. And so I'm glad that you hit on that. May Day is our Juneteenth. But that education still went into what you were doing because we were so used to May Day.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just growing so fast and being able to spread our wings as a company, we were able to bring on Brittany Bacon, who's our ED, executive director, and she gives us a lot of insight on the logistics and the more corporate side of how to maneuver this space.
Sure. And so, Brittany, let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Al brings up the front and the rear with this passion, but in the middle, you got to have the mechanics and the corporatism, you know, how to raise money, how to organize vendors. Tell us about what you do with the festival. The diplomat.
Be a little bit of a diplomat.
Sure.
You know, and it's taken a lot, I know that it's taken a lot of bulldozing for Al to create this event, and we always need that. We need both of the people who can push down those doors. We also need people that can smooth over some of those things that's happened. And, you know, in my 9-to-5, I work in the community. My mm-hmm. job is to build relationships. So that's what I do is I build relationships. I'm the new person that came in. Now my job is also just to look towards the future. Like, you know, this is my first year. It was just about observing. It was about seeing what it is and what can we do better. And next year, you'll see a lot more of input.
Can you give us any sneak peeks on not what specifically it will be, but what type of stuff you're hoping that it could be?
Okay. Really want to change it from the idea of just vendors mm-hmm. and bringing it, you know, somewhere that people are coming to just buy stuff mm-hmm. to turn it into what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a celebration. It's supposed to be a festival. We want to put more festive in the festivities, you know? I think the biggest, and I'm going to use liberation, I think the biggest liberation that we can do is Black joy. That's our rebellion. It's just to be happy, we don't need any more trauma dumping. We already have that. Like, we have enough of it. It's time to just focus on, like, building legacy, the future, in just our happiness and peace.
To gather, to play, to exist, to do it all.
Just to be free.
You know, you bring up two interesting points. The first one is Juneteenth, mm-hmm. now that it's a federal holiday, mm-hmm. it is celebrated writ large through the country. Is the festival something that's inclusive for the community writ large? You want everybody there, right?
You want everyone.
Absolutely.
Listen, you know, Juneteenth is literally just the beginning of making America stand on what it was founded on. Mm-hmm. It's the freedom and liberties of everyone.
There you go.
So this really, it signifies just that this is, it's freedom for everyone, and that means everyone's fight for freedom started with the civil rights, you know? Like, it's about Black struggle, but it's not just about that. Everyone's built it
Absolutely.
Off this.
Immigrant
so this
community,
is
LGBTQ
everything,
community,
everything,
so many
women's rights,
communities.
Everything has been built off the backs of that movement. And this is just expanding it.
Absolutely.
And celebrating it.
So, you know, you brought up the word freedom. And usually this is art and culture programming. Obviously, this is the cultural aspect of it. Oftentimes, I have artists on the show. And one of the questions that I always ask them, you know, it's just a little sneaky question, is what does art mean to you? You brought up freedom. I want to know, and I'm going to ask both of you, what does freedom mean to you?
Ooh, all right.
that's the response I like. Ooh,
okay.
Got me. What does it mean to be free?
I'd say just to be, is that too simple?
No, it's not. When it's your opinion. No, it's
not. Yeah, like just to be, like whatever, in whatever capacity that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
No bots, no preconceived notions, no anything. If I want, that's just it. Just to be. I don't know what's more than that.
Actually, when you said it, I was hoping that you didn't go down the rabbit hole that you went down. Because I thought, no, because you asked the question, is that good enough? I thought that it was extremely potent. Because Nina Simone says, my definition of freedom is to not fear. To be is kind of the same thing, because it means to exist without all the luggage that you have to exist with as a marginal person in this country that's not even always evident, right? The anxieties of how should I dress on a job interview to make myself look more qualified when I might be overly qualified anyways? You know, it's the sneaky anxieties that get us. And so to just be. To just be is something that I've never had the chance to do. And if I woke up tomorrow just being, I probably wouldn't even recognize myself. So I thought that was a powerful answer. Al, do you even think you need an answer to
it? I ain't going behind that. Oh, no. That answer sums up a lot of things. And it even can go biblically about just being still, being free. I can't even speak on how great of an answer that was. It really actually gave me chills, because I think that is the American dream, is just to be free. If it comes down to whatever group you're in, it could be LGBTQ, it could be African American, Hispanic, especially with what they are going through right now as a culture. Just to be and not worry about anything is the ultimate goal for, I think, every American and every human, actually, to be free.
Absolutely. When you speak of the American dream, you bring me into modernity, current issues. Has the current climate, for better or for worse, affected any aspects or facets of the festival?
Definitely in different aspects. I would say the monetary sponsorship, just dealing with what we're going through as a culture, not just African American, but all cultures with DEI. We saw around a 30% drop of revenue when it comes down to sponsorship, helping out the event. Even some companies just completely would not pick up the phone. We could call, we could email, and sometimes we just got cold, just out of it. But that's not for us to decide on what side of the fence someone stands on. It's for us to keep pushing, keep liberating ourselves, keep giving Black opportunities to African Americans and entrepreneurs, just to be free. Absolutely. Is honestly the goal. And it will always experience hurdles, no matter if it's our first year or our 100th year. There will always be hurdles that we'll have to hop over. But we are very resilient people. So when it comes down to any hurdle that we can ever see, it's going to get jumped over.
You know, that versatility in mission is what I think is needed for survival. And when I say survival, I don't mean some desolate form of survival like as a people. I mean as a narrative. If we're going to send stuff out into the world to multiply, to be fruitful, like this festival or whatever work it is somebody's doing, the hurdles that come can't be the hurdles that stop, right? And I'm so glad to hear that you say, whatever comes, I'm just going to find a way to jump over it. Because it was my fear that some of the current climate could have been impeding on the festival. And to know that it is, but we still haven't noticed it, is also a testament to the work that you guys are doing behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And so we are so fortunate to have Al and now part and parcel Brittany and you guys' whole team in this community. The work that you guys have done for years, you know, I've met some of my greatest friends at some event Al's been putting on. You have been putting in work in this community for years. The fruits of it are evident. On our way out, is there anything that you would like the folks at home to know, not only about the Juneteenth Empowerment Festival, but about your work writ large, how they can help, how they can get involved, what we should do, and what we should learn?
Yeah, for sure. Just in hindsight of the Juneteenth event, it's not necessarily just for African Americans. Everyone at some point has been liberated from some kind of bondage that they have been forced into by someone else. Juneteenth represents not only emancipation, but it represents freedom. It represents opportunity. It represents taking your family to another side, as far as if that's financial, monetary, if that is community, if that is coming down to, I haven't seen my cousins in a long time, let's go to this cookout.
Absolutely.
And let's go get some of this free food and break bread with the rest of our family down here, and let's have a good time. I think the one thing to remember about Juneteenth is community. It's so important to have a village. If that is your immediate family, if that is me and you who met in college and high school and running in the same circles, I want us to have a sense of entitlement.
Absolutely.
Like, this is ours, something that can't be taken, something that's going to be there in 100 years. We have legacy at Cascade Park. This event will be going on when we're long and gone.
I love it.
My ancestors will be doing this later.
While I love freedom, I hate that I have to be liberated from this conversation because I've enjoyed talking to you guys so much. And thank you at home for joining us again for another episode of The Warehouse. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You can hear more of that conversation on our podcast, The Warehouse, available on all platforms.